Hi everyone, this is Carissa from Adore Them, a parenting website that provides expert advice and resources to help you find the joy in parenting. The article that I'm about to read for you is part of our Back to School collection and is titled Back to School with Ease and Calm and is written by guest contributor Fern Wise. The mornings are cooler and stores are advertising back to school supplies and clothes. Ugh, the first day of school is just around the corner. The summer weather persists for another month or two, but the lazy days of summer must come to an end. And so the cycle of summer to school begins again. Are you ready for the kids to go back to school? Are they ready? If you're like my family, we had mixed reviews about the end of summer and the inevitable return to school. We love the fresh air and sunshine, earning money at a summer job, and taking a family vacation. After a while, though, we all longed for a little more or different structure and predictability. Most kids are looking forward to being with their friends from school. Some relish the challenge of learning and achieving in the classroom. I hope you have one of those kids. Others need the structure and goal-oriented nature of school and extracurricular activities. How do you make the transition back to school easier on all of you? Tip number one. Get excited about the shopping and establish some guidelines. Going from store to store to store is not only exhausting, it's a recipe for overwhelm and indecisions. Make clear before you head out, A, what's on your shopping list, B, what your budget is, and C, how many stores you will go to. Your time, money, and patience are in limited supply. That's reality. If your maximum number of stores is 3, make sure your kids understand that by the time you get to the 3rd store, a decision is expected or the items are not purchased. It's a great opportunity to discuss the pros and cons of what they need and want, to examine quality and quantity, and how to spend within their means. Well, your means if you're paying for it. If you shop online, these guidelines can apply. I still encourage you to build in a little shopping expedition. There's a different energy to getting out of the house and to using all your senses in the shopping experience. In the end, the biggest piece of this is about setting expectations before you go. You can avoid a lot of aggravation with a little bit of preparation. Tip number two, buy something special for the first day. Even high schoolers will appreciate this. Back in the days when we had far less, that new pair of shoes was a big deal. Most of you can provide these things all year long, so finding something special may take some thought. It doesn't need to be big, like a smartphone or other expensive item. It could be an accessory that wasn't part of the original need-to-have list, a gift certificate, a manicure, or something inspiring to hang in their locker. Tip number three, ease back into routines. Of course, the first one that comes to mind is sleep and the dreaded alarm clock. Take the remaining days or weeks to gradually change bedtimes and waking up times. What other routines can you begin to add back? Tip number four, allow them to express any anxiety. Will I make the grades? Will I keep all my friends? What about new teachers? How do I fit in? Even if they have a good track record in these areas, they are likely feeling stressed about it and should be encouraged to express it. Above all, do not discount what they are feeling. They're entitled to their feelings, whether you agree with them or not. This could be the time to talk, a conversation, not a lecture, about coping with stress. Let them know that there's normal stress and stress overload, and you're going to check in with them if you see signs of them moving into overload. They may protest, but they'll also be relieved to know you have their back. And lastly, tip number five, share your own stories about school. It wasn't always fun. Your kids can appreciate the difficulties of school, both work and relationships, and be inspired by how you handled it. Growing up is confusing, and you are proof that you can live through these baffling times. Whether you liked learning or not, in hindsight, you know it was mostly useful. And to quote the late Robin Williams, "Nothing I learned was wasted." For more parenting content, check out adorethem.com, where each week we feature a new collection of content around a different parenting topic. These collections include articles, videos, printables, products, and more. Thank you for listening, and be sure to subscribe.